Now, volunteers help keep Wisconsin parks and trails open and accessible for visitors around the state. The Wisconsin State Park System has a new volunteer impact system that makes it easier for volunteers to discover new opportunities across a variety of skill sets and public lands. Janet Hutchins is the Friends Group and Volunteer Services Coordinator for the State Park System. Janet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. I'm so glad to be here today.
Can you tell us, what is this new volunteer impact system?
Well, we're really excited to share this new opportunity and volunteer system that we launched in late February that is a new and easy way for volunteers to find opportunities and sign up. It offers a variety of ways to search by property name if you have a favorite property you're looking to volunteer at, by county if you're just looking for one area in the state, the type of property you're looking to volunteer at. And those are just a few ways that you can find volunteer opportunities with this new system.
We've got a link to that system, by the way, at WPR.org/Central Time. Janet, how important are volunteers to our state park system?
Volunteers are critical to the Wisconsin State Park System. They make a world of difference to our mission of being able to enhance and protect our natural resources. With millions of visitors visiting our properties, they play a critical role in helping visitors enjoy their visit when they arrive, enhancing the natural habitat by helping us control invasives and planting native plants, and helping our facilities and grounds stay in great shape. And in addition to that, we have a lot of volunteers that help us with our programming, and they help offer programs to introduce people to our natural habitats, share the story of the land, and teach other people how to engage in new recreation activities like hiking, camping, fishing, so that all of our visitors can thrive and have fun outdoors.
If people are thinking about volunteering, what kind of time commitment could they expect?
Good question. We have volunteer opportunities, I think, that offer something for everyone. We have short-term opportunities like volunteer work days that happen year-round, but especially coming up this springtime as we get ready for the busy summer season with camping, trail maintenance, invasive species control, as garlic mustard emerges. So these are opportunities that you can sign up in the new system to drop in for a few hours of volunteer work and then stay and play and enjoy the property for the rest of the day. But in addition to that, we have longer-term volunteer opportunities where you can stay at the property as a campground host for a few weeks to a month and sometimes longer to help greet campers, provide information about our facilities and education programs, or maybe serve as a naturalist or a nature center host, providing natural history programs and hikes and learn to recreate programs. We also have volunteers at our visitor services center. As they arrive at the property, visitor service volunteers help greet our visitors and hand out information. And then we also have property maintenance volunteers who help us with our building and grounds and keep them looking nice and clean, and help us with things like invasive species control and trail maintenance. We also have another program called Adopt a Trail, similar to the Adopt a Highway program, where volunteers can sign up with a group and come out a few times a year to help monitor a segment of trail and monitor for hazards and do some light trail maintenance.
Talking to Janet Hutchins from the Wisconsin State Park System, looking at volunteer opportunities in our state parks. You also work with Friends groups, Janet. How do people get involved with those? What do they do for their local parks?
Yeah, our Friends groups are a really valuable component to our program, and that's a great way to volunteer if you're looking to get involved with a group and not volunteer independently, but getting involved with a group that is already on the ground and has activities planned and plans fun events at the different properties. We have 64 Friends groups to choose from that support a specific property. So you can go online and check out our parks web pages for Friends groups and see which groups might be near where you live.
I know a lot of us are pretty connected to our state parks in Wisconsin already. When you talk to volunteers and friends group members, what do you hear from them about their connection to the parks now that they're not just visiting, but actually getting involved in them?
Our volunteers are really passionate about serving at the state parks, and they share their time and talents in jobs that fit with their passion and their interests. And they're really excited about helping us provide more opportunities for our visitors and help improve the parks to offer more recreation opportunities and facilities. Our friends groups do a lot of fundraising where they build new shelters, help put in new campground, fire rings, picnic tables, all types of ways that they help enhance the park. And it helps them feel good, stay active, and get outdoors, and gives them a true sense of well-being.
And Janet, you mentioned there are year-round opportunities to volunteer, but spring is, it kind of makes sense, the busy season. Are you in need right now? Do you need a lot of people signing up over the next couple of few weeks?
Yeah, we do. If you take a look at our new online system, you'll be able to see the different volunteer opportunities, either the individual ones that I spoke about, or we'll be having some spring cleanup days coming up, and they'll be listed online as well. So you can take advantage of that and drop in and help us for a few hours, and then go and play in the park and find some recreation opportunities that you love.
Janet, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Janet Hutchins, Friends Group and Volunteer Services Coordinator for the Wisconsin State Park System. She was with us today highlighting the importance of volunteers for Wisconsin's parks and trails. We have a link to the online volunteer resource where you can find opportunities near you. We've got a link up at WPR.org/Central Time. That's WPR.org/Central Time.